Adventures of a Strolling Player by Oliver Goldsmith. I am fond of amusement in whatever company it is to be found, and wit, though dressed in rags, is ever pleasing to me. I went some days ago to take a walk in St. James's Park about the hour in which company leave it to go to dinner. There were but few in the walks, and those who stayed seemed by their looks rather more willing to forget that they had an appetite than gain one. I sat down on one of the benches, at the other end of which was seated a man in very shabby clothes. We continued to groan, to hem, and to cough, as usual upon such occasions, and at last ventured upon conversation. "I beg pardon, sir," cried I, "but I think I have seen you before. Your face is familiar to me."
"Yes, sir," replied he. "I have a good familiar face, as my friends tell me. I'm as well known in every town in England as the dromedary or live crocodile. You must understand, sir, that I have been these 16 years Merry Andrew to a puppet show. Last Bartholomew Fair my master and I quarrelled, beat each other, and parted. He to sell his puppets to the pincushion makers in Rosemary Lane, and I to starve in St. James's Park. I am sorry, sir, that a person of your appearance should labour under any difficulties."
"Oh, sir," returned he, "my appearance is very much at your service, but though I cannot boast of eating much, yet there are few that are merrier. If I had 20,000 a year, I should be very merry, and thank the fates.